This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Cuomo has come out, along with many others, with a new talking point. They say that you never heard anyone say that they want to repeal the Second Amendment or even ban semi-autos. It's a conspiracy theory made up by yours truly. That's right. This morning, I saw a whole bunch of news articles that just mentioned Jones is insanely claiming someone wants to repeal the Second Amendment. And the NRA and Dana is saying it, and all these other groups and organizations are just raising an alarm that is crying wolf. But we have the former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court calling for it. We have the different students at the marches as public figures calling for that right to be stripped from other Americans, to have our basic right to defense raped. We have all these organizations that have introduced legislation to do it. You've got areas like Chicago and D.C. where they had total gun bans until the Supreme Court ruled 6 years ago in D.C. versus Heller that they had to allow some gun rights, and they still basically haven't done it. So you see a microcosm here of the incredible disdain that they have for everybody. When they go, there's no world government, we're just having a world government summit announcing the world government and the world army and the world tax, and by the way, it's authoritarian and unelected. They would deny there was an EU till the mid-90s, and they officially launched it in 2000. Remember that? I remember being on talk radio in 96, and they were just then admitting the EU even was being set up because it was unelected. People entered trade deals, and suddenly they were told, by the way, the UN is now in control of NATO and the EU over you. And there's an unelected bureaucracy that runs it. But don't worry, we're going to have elections to a parliament that's advisory. And people go, oh, can I be on the advisory parliament with ceremonial elections to advise the permanent government? That's how communist countries operate. So that's how crazy this is and how they play these mind games. But it doesn't work anymore, and even the Council on Foreign Relations and all their top publications admit the New World Order, globalism, is dead on arrival. Their program will never be put back together again. Doesn't mean they didn't steal trillions. Doesn't mean the globalists aren't still big evil organizations. Doesn't mean they're not still swindling and taking control of things. But their big world government push with that unelected system everywhere is being revolted against. And of course it is. Once it's identified, it's over. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, when we return from break, I'm going to roll through everything. It is incredible the amount of news we've got here. Zuckerberg and Microsoft, not just Facebook, caught spying on all your private communications, breaking into your phones. I mean, just controlling everything. They really blew it with this Analytica thing. Again, that was the string on the sweater. It's amazing. That's all up on Drudge Report. .com. We're going to be breaking that down. Tomorrow's news today, I told you back on March 7th and March 8th and 9th that Kim Jong-un had already agreed to Trump's terms ahead of meeting, and now North Korea and China have announced that the terms are already agreed to and were agreed to back in that early March meeting that we told you about. Tomorrow's news today, next week's news today. That's why they hate us and want us banned, because we have the real sources and we get the real information out to you. Mattis has come out in the press conference and bragged about killing Russians in Syria, which is just a really terrible thing, and I'm not trying to attack Mattis, but this is bad as this whole Cold War goes into a hot war with Russia. Trump says they will never repeal the Second Amendment, but meanwhile, the left is calling for InfoWars to be banned again, saying we're not allowed to criticize the public figures, the high school seniors like David Hogg, that says we're shaking in our boots and who challenges us to debates but then won't do it. He can call me a piece of you-know-what, you name it. I've got to treat him like he is the Pope's God. I mean, like he's the king of the universe. He's just the master of everything.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, folks. I've been on the phone all morning with my lawyers. Didn't get to work out this morning or play with my baby daughter as long as I'd like to, because I spent 3 hours dealing with it, and I can't announce it yet, but there's been another dastardly, illegal, fraudulent attempt to take down our YouTube channel with billions of views. So it is just ongoing live time as we speak. And we're had to have to file injunctions, a bunch of other stuff, but the war for the First Amendment is on right now, ladies and gentlemen, and it is intense. I've got an announcement to make here. I am endorsing David Hogg. I am endorsing the March for Our Lives. I am endorsing George Soros. I am endorsing Michael Bloomberg. I am endorsing Michael Moore. I am endorsing the former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens when they came out and said repeal the Second Amendment. And you've got them saying, give us an inch, we'll take it a mile. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. We want all guns banned except for single-shot black powder. That's what John Stevens is publicly proposing. And that is what the same globalists have done in every other nation but the United States and Switzerland. They had everything we had 20 years ago in Australia. They're down to single shots with special licenses, and the real Crocodile Dundee in the mid-1990s, this was only in the NRA magazine, and I checked it, it's in newspapers in Australia, the real Crocodile Dundee looked just like the guy, really wrestled crocodiles, you know, made Steve Irwin look like a wimp, and Irwin was an amazing, talented guy as well, God rest his soul, you know, great guy. He was way out in the bush, in his little farmhouse, and they came and killed him. He killed three of the federal police as well, but he died in a shootout with them taking his guns. So when they say they're coming for our guns, folks, they mean it, and it is our American ethos. And so Paul Watson's doing a video. I was talking to him this morning saying, listen, you got to do a judo move here. Trump's poll numbers are up 5 to 10 points, even in the fake polls that oversample Democrats, 15 points on average. All Republican poll numbers are up in battleground states and purple states. Suddenly they gained 5 to 10, some cases 20 points. The blue wave of Soros money and hysteria had a chance of taking the House of Representatives. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now, they have wounded that by their arrogance. And I was told off record by a very interesting, prominent pro-gun person who said some of it on record. I think I'm going to air the Ted Nugent extended interview tomorrow. We played excerpts, but I think I'm going to air it tomorrow. It's an hour and a half long. It's amazing. At his house north of Austin, at his ranch with his great wife, dogs, and family. And he let me in on Inside Baseball that I'd also been told that he said some of it. I'm not going to get into it all. But 100%, Trump goes, oh, let's legalize all these people. And the Democrats go, no, you're a racist. We must have totally open borders. And one person can have 20 people deep come in, no vetting. And if felons can stay, and then nothing happens on DACA. And that's what Trump is doing, going, oh, yeah, take the guns, you're right, sure, you're winning. And then they run out and go, we're taking them, we're winning, it's over, destroy America. And I just, rhetorically, I don't like doing that tactic, but that is what Trump's doing. Everybody needs to know that. And it is 4D chess, and I had a discussion with Paul, and he's right. I endorse David Hogg. I don't think he's following gun talking points. I think it's totally real. I think every student at that school is anti-gun. And I'm glad CNN's banned all those students that wanted to come on that were pro-gun. And I just think Hogg is a hero. And I think it's good to say that we're shaking in our boots, wanting to be disarmed and live like folks do in Chicago. And when he says everyone's shaking and then makes a little evil face that no one's allowed to criticize him when he's up there in front of a jumbotron on every TV station in America, that you do not ever question him. And I agree with Hogg and his supporters that have called for me being banned off YouTube. You know what? They're right. This is the 21st century book burning. But see, I also want to get it straight in my head that Cuomo's right. You know, the governor's little brother who gets to do hit and runs in front of everybody and run over people's cars and stuff in front of people at a town fair, fall out drunk last year and then not get in trouble. That's on record. He's allowed to hit and run drunk driving. He's allowed to read WikiLeaks, too. He said, I can read WikiLeaks, but if you do, you're going to be arrested. By the way, Assange had his internet cut off just 30 minutes ago, so they're saying they may SWAT team him at any time. We'll see. We'll follow that. Pray for Julian Assange, a real hero. Members of the British Parliament are calling him a sniveling worm today, which is a tip-off. They're getting ready to move on him. But Cuomo, he says no one is calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. It's a boogeyman. So you've got the New York Times front page. You've got the former Supreme Court judges. You've got all these other liberals, Democrats, globalists. Everywhere they're in control, they end up taking all the guns. But Cuomo says it doesn't exist, and that's the new talking point by Democratic strategists, is stop saying that. Of course we're going to ban all semi-auto, which is 90-plus percent of firearms. That's what they keep saying. It's just this Bushmaster. It's just this one rifle, and then magically the shooters always use that one, and they always go to a victim disarmament zone, always a blue city, always a blue state, always a blue county. There's always a stand down. You know, so-called assault rifles of that type are used in less than 2% of the crime, but magically they're used in all school shootings, all real mass shootings. You may have a gangbanger shoot a couple other gangbangers with a handgun, but all the big ones, all the big productions. And when I say productions, the media hypes it's where you go kill people. They hype it's like an option for somebody that wants to commit suicide, just like they used to know. When somebody jumped off the Empire State's building and it got on the news, you'd have five more people the next day do it until you had to station police up there and plexiglass it off. Because, oh, somebody just jumped off the Empire State's building. Let me do it. Well, other loons go, well, the number one thing in our news and our culture school shootings. And so let me see. I'll just go to a blue state area. I'll be on all these drugs. They'll know I'm coming to kill people. They'll stand down as usual 20-plus times beforehand. And then when he goes in to shoot people, they stand down again. And then gun owners get blamed for it. So Cuomo says nobody's trying to take your guns. They've just taken them everywhere else. This is the level of mind control they think you're under. Aren't you as Democrats insulted by Cuomo talking to you like this? But see, they got to get their people mobilized to take the guns, but at the same time they want to tell you so you hesitate. It's a military tactic. In World War I, they started doing it. The Germans did. The Austro-Hungarians did. They would, through loudspeakers, in English and in French, we, and in Russian, we are not attacking. This is not an assault. Your commanders have laid down their arms. Surrender. We have food. We have medicine. As the shells are falling, and a small percentage of the people in the bunkers and at the guns would go, you see, they are friends. They want to be nice. I'm your friend. Help me. And you get shot. And And so Cuomo's like, no one wants your guns. There is no world government. No one's coming for your kids. Liberals love you. Take your Prozac. Everything's fine. Drink your fluoride. Liberalism's good. World government's good. Never mind all the big billionaires that are tax exempt. Listen to Zuckerberg. Listen to Zuckerberg. Listen to Bezos. Listen to Bill Gates. Listen to Warren Buffett. They love you. They know how to take care of you. They love you. We have Coffin apartments ready for you that cost more than regular apartments. Lower your standard of living. It's cool. It's cool to be a slave. Excuse me. Huh? I'm a raving mafia scumbag. Just lay down to me. So when we come back from break, Cuomo says it doesn't exist, and then I'm going to play them saying they want to confiscate our guns and all the signs and the rest of it. And guess what is in the news now? Google suddenly today started blocking searches for banned gun signs and videos. So Google's working around the clock. That's admitted in the news. I got the articles to block InfoWars and others, just like they block our videos from searches and ban them, showing other young people at the school saying they stood down. They stood down. We don't want to turn our guns in. Those videos were banned. And now them saying they want to take your gun.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, John Paul Stevens comes out 3 days ago and says repeal the Second Amendment, ban it down to nothing but black powder, single shot, with a license, pretty much what Australia's done, and every other country the globalists got control of, and every city they have control of, total gun bans, an incredible crime, and government mafia ruling over everyone. And we've got the marchers and the main students saying, give us an inch, we'll take it a mile. The signs saying we're going to ban the guns. Dianne Feinstein saying, if I could ban all the semi-autos, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. We know the goal of the UN. In the treaty Obama signed, and the accompanying codices of how it's carried out, because the UN always has these treaties open-ended, just like Obamacare was open-ended to do whatever they want, it says civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state and so needs to be abolished for the good of the tranquility and peace of the world. Go read it for yourself. That's pretty much an exact quote. I think I'm paraphrasing the end of it. My memory is not completely photographic as it once was. But here we are. Cuomo, and this is so fundamental, and other ones are running around now like chickens who took a large dose of methamphetamine, PCP, LSD, and then had their heads chopped off. Saying, no one wants your guns. No, no, no. So they're back to the old, we don't want your guns. We're your friends. We care about you. There's no world government. There's nothing going on. No one's spying on you. No one's surveilling you. Don't listen to Alex Jones saying Kim Jong-un already agreed to Trump's terms back in early March, which is now completely confirmed today. And Jones has incredible sources. We can't let you know he has those. He's fake news. Oh, yeah, that's coming up as well. So here's Cuomo talking to CNN viewers like they are the biggest morons on the planet. But if you go out, and I've got hours of raw video shot by Millie Weaver and Owen Shorer and others at different rallies around the country, but just the ones last weekend. And I sat there last night after my wife went to bed, or thunderstorm, so I woke up at about midnight. So I got up, went and ate some cereal, and I'm sitting there in the kitchen, and I'm watching these videos. And, I mean, they'll go 10 minutes and nobody even chants or talk. Then they'll go, we vote, turn in the guns, we vote. We have the power. And then no one talks for like 10 minutes. And then you see people and no one can even talk. And then they'll have a minder come over and say, don't talk to them, even if we don't have an InfoWars microphone, a flag. It says Action 7, whatever. They don't care. And you realize, oh, my God, even when other leftists try to talk to each other, another one will walk over and say, don't talk to them. These are like zombie followers, and they all have like slump shoulders and little chicken arms and like big turkey goblet things hanging off their necks, black, white, old, young, Hispanic. And you look in these people's eyes, it looks like their souls were sucked. It's the opposite of not having light. There's not even a deadness. It's like there's nothing there. They're just empty. And that's what's going on. The left is culturally, spiritually, like soul-sucked followers, and then you realize they are true evil. I mean, their crowds are ugly, stupid. And then you've got the upper caste controller ones that are always smiling with pleasure and kind of grooming little stables of minions and everyone comes over, and the men all look beyond effeminate when you look at them. They all are like standing there, pursing their lips, going, listening to whatever's said, and just stand with always their little arms wobbling around, looking like little bizarre overfed chickens or something. I mean, it's like, thank God we're not these people. And then you get Hogg and, you know, the art class and the acting class, who were at the real shooting, real event, but who are the spokespersons from the acting drama club to go out in little Hollywood outfits and stuff like they're trying to do a casting call for the, you know, third season of Stranger Things. And it's a big production. Kind of like when I saw Hillary Clinton at her town hall a couple years ago, and I said, that shot in super HD, those are all actors, that's a fake town hall. WikiLeaks came out, that was a fake town hall. We know when it's a movie, folks. You can look at a documentary and tell when it's real. You can just look at it, you know. You know when something's fake. And so what I'm saying is it's synthetic. It's AstroTurf, and they say that's the big crime. It's all over the news that they want to shut InfoWars down. They want to sue some more. They want us off YouTube because I made comparisons to the youth marches to Mao Zedong and Hitler, which is totally comparable. They're even wearing armbands. And they're funded by a Nazi collaborator, George Soros. And they want our free speech. I mean, wow, that story's on InfoWars.com. But since I mentioned it, here's Cuomo. Here's Cuomo saying nobody is going to repeal the Second Amendment. Here it is.
Brother, and you got the President of the United States this morning tweeting that the Second Amendment will never be repealed. We must have more who's calling for a repeal of the Second Amendment?
Justice Stevens did.
But he did not. It was in the context of a conversation about the fastest route to legal change. And, of course, if it hadn't...
Hit pause. He did not. Go read it. Headline, repeal the Second Amendment. He did not. Talk about a mind game. Let's continue.
Didn't have a Second Amendment, you wouldn't have Heller. It would be easier to change the laws. He's not a politician. He's not in office. He's not the head of any kind of significant group.
Oh, he's just a former Supreme Court justice. Right, shut it down. Let's go out to break with this clip. I can't get to it all, but this is the Dems, and they're coming after your guns. And when we return, all the times they called us Hitler, but now if you compare this march to Hitlerian operations, well, then you need to be banned off the Internet, which is Hitlerian. Here it is.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold dead hands. Okay.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
We say no more.
Even the presentation during the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. subjected the participants with Know Thy Enemy style exposition.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. If you try to take our firearms, doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them.
A great example of how the average liberal SJW is so stupid and uneducated on the matters of gun control.
Enough is enough! Enough,
not one of them
enough.
Can tell me what
enough,
they're marching for.
Enough.
Do you think the Imperials would want to take the guns in Star Wars?
I'm not going to talk to you. I hate InfoWars.
It's amazing. This is amazing.
Jones is a conspiracy theorist. He says that we want your guns, which we do, but you're still insane if you say we do.
I'm quoting from the legislation right here. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations shall seize and take possession of any assault weapon, large capacity,
we'll be back.
Magazine, armor-piercing.
Stay with us. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the file. bottles I have here of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the greedy Democrats really took the bait, didn't they? Trump began to signal that he was for reasonable gun restrictions, but we all know they really just want to repeal the Second Amendment, as they've done in countries across the world, taking the right to keep and bear arms away. That's the great goal of tyrants throughout history. And so the Democrats then got arrogant. They had their big marches. The Department of Education basically took the streets in all 50 states, hauling with them the few children they have. That's why less than 10% were actually below the age of 18. And they announced that they want an end to the First Amendment. They announced they want InfoWars banned. They announced they want Trump dead. They announced they want gun owners dead. They announced that we're shaking in our boots. They announced that we're scared to debate them when it's actually they that are scared to debate us. It is incredible. And it blew up in their little authoritarian faces. It blew up in their lemming faces. And now poll numbers have Trump and Republicans 5 to 15 to 20 points ahead. And that's even with skewed CNN polls where they sample 25% or 20%, depending on the poll, more Democrats than Republicans. Trump is well above 40%. So, you know, that's 60%. And it's the same thing in Gallup and others where, you know, he was 45. Now he's 55. It's amazing to see this blow up in their face in hundreds of different polls that are different variants and different breakdowns of the same disinformation. Because, you see, even with fake polls, they can't just keep lowering it and lowering it and lowering it because there's only so many numbers they can lower. People won't buy into it anymore. And so their main thing is the oversampling of Democrats. But when Trump goes up and up and up, they still have to show that it's going up and up and up. They try to have it down there at 35-40% to create the illusion that you're losing, that, you know, that we're going to collapse, that it's all over, as they try to demoralize us. But it's not working. So I've said, David Hogg, with that evil little snickering face, they're scared of us. They're shaking in their boots. And folks up there saying, we're going to get your guns. That has now blown up spectacularly. And here's the thing. We have a right to defend ourselves. We have a right as citizens. That's what this country's founded on. It's our ethos. And you can't then have holier-than-thou students because they survived a government stand down and another Prozac head. Thank God they did. Then project onto us that we victimized them and we're guilty. We shouldn't just not put up with that. We should be angry when a Nazi collaborator, George Soros and the Democratic Party, go and organize that, and then armed men and the National Guard protect their free speech, which I'm all for, while David Hogg's supporters and CNN and Think Progress and the Daily Mail and all of them come out and say, why is InfoWars still up? He already said none of the kids had died and lied about David Hogg and tried to bully him and tried to debate him. And I'm reading this stuff in all these newspapers last night and today. None of it's true. Everybody knows it's David Hogg calling me names. Everybody knows it's him saying let's debate and then not doing it. Everybody knows they took down our YouTube videos of other students saying that there was a stand down, which we now know. That's why they took our videos down. But see, we had a platform to sit here and actually play the videos. And so YouTube had to put them back up. And now they're just in a tizzy. I got a stack of news here saying, we want Alex Jones banned, and we want him banned right now. And we've got Don Lemon, CNN admits to using students as human shields. They say you should not be allowed to criticize these victims and these survivors. So isn't that perfect? You've got people who are selectively picked because they're anti-gun and their parents are anti-gun. They're foisted out at high-tech promotion. They go all over the country on private jets. They bus in all these people. And then I'm not supposed to be able to say, wow, they're calling to take our free speech. They're calling to take our guns. They're calling to take so many of our rights. This is dangerous. And then they had all the headlines. They say Jones must be shut down. Here it is. Outrageous. Right-wing websites compare Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg to Hitler after sick videos emerge of his March for Our Lives speech dubbed with the Nazi leader's voice. No, it compares Nazi youth rallies to this being funded by a Nazi collaborator. There isn't a jury in the world that would, in a defamation case, say you can fairly make those comparisons. Plus, they're all public figures. And then it goes in. The far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones played one of the videos on InfoWars on Tuesday saying it was truly frightening. And what I said is, I don't think he's a Nazi. I don't think, even though he's wearing armbands and going with fascist iconography, David Hogg, But I said you can't lie about the parallels of authoritarianism and youth marches from the communists in China to Hitler and Germany, that that's what they do, and they use youth movements to take over. Here's another one. YouTube's warnings didn't deter Alex Jones from attacking Parkland survivors. Think Progress, and another yellow journalism fraud, lies and says I said nobody died, that they were actors, crisis actors, lies and says all the regular stuff, and then says Jones needs to be taken off for targeting and harassing students and saying they're Nazis. Well, you know what? I didn't say they were Nazis. I said you could clearly see the parallels of youth movements and all the rest of it. And the left does use racial identification to control people. So that's race-based. Look at the Democratic Party. But let's play a clip. Just Darren McBreen put this together in 30 minutes this morning. You could have 10 hours of this. Everybody knows that they say if you make an okay sign, like the black guy would make in the Sprite commercials when I was a kid, because he's a racist too. Okay means, hey, this is how's that food? Oh, chef. Like if you kiss the fingers, that's universal. Like, oh, mom. Just, oh, man, you know. I mean, in Italy and France, everywhere, that's, oh, bon appetit. And your hand goes up like, this is incredible. That doesn't matter. They want to take every symbol and say it's racist. And Trump's Hitler, and they played Hitler behind him. Bill Maher did it. But that's okay. But when I do it, it's bullying, and I need to be banned, which is Hitlerian. Let me say who's like Hitler. The Daily Mail. Think Progress. The Democrats. All these publications saying, shut me down. Let's go to part of these clips.
We'll vote on or before the 12th for Donald J. Trump for president. Thank you.
That was Saturday at a rally in Florida. Trump was asking supporters to raise their hands, vowing to vote for him in the March 15th primary. But that led to headlines like these, where some compared that moment to something that might have happened at a rally in Nazi Germany.
We all look at Adolf Hitler in 1940. We should look at Adolf Hitler in 1929. He was a kind of a funny kind of character that said the things that people were thinking. Where Donald Trump takes it, I have absolutely no idea. But Donald Trump is a dangerous man with the things that he has been saying.
So I had one of Hitler's speeches translated into English, and I think this tells us a lot about where Donald Trump is getting his ideas. Look at this Hitler speech, and we've translated it for you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to make Germany great again. That I can tell you, believe me.
So when people ask why you support Donald Trump, you just tell them.
He's going to take our economy from here to here. I like that.
My understanding is you want to clear the air because you think you're being unfavorably compared to Donald Trump.
Don't get me wrong, Conan. I agree with a lot he says. A lot. Like 90% of what he says. I'm like, this guy gets it. But it's just, I don't like the way he says it. It's just, it's crass.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Trump is very, very crass, yeah.
So imagine if I dress up in a Hitler outfit and then I come on my own show and get interviewed, say, by David Knight, and I say that I'm Hitler and I endorse David Hogg and I endorse George Soros. They would have complete heart attacks. You know, I think I may actually do that because that's the sick, evil left where they think they've got free speech and they've got satire, but no one else does. They're a bunch of bullies and they are like Hitler. They are the threat. They are the enemy and they want our guns so they can kick our eyeballs in.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You want to stop tyranny or defend free speech? Woo!
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I got to tell you, Trump really suckered him again. And I was told this, but I still, the audience gets mad, I get mad. I'm just such a straight shooter that I don't play Machiavellian games. I can get them, I can study them. But then with Trump, I don't really have my radar going for that. And he really suckered the Dems in to admit they want to repeal the Second Amendment. Remember Feinstein about a month ago, like rubbing her hands together like a witch? Can we pull that up? And he's like, listen, put it all on the table, whatever you want. Hey, it's all on the table. Let's do it. May not pass, but whatever you want on the table, sure. And I got that he was neutralizing him. I talked to Ted Nugent a few days later, talked to some congressmen about my conversation with Ted Nugent, confirmed what went on in meetings. And the Dems are so delusional, they didn't know they were sitting right next to him in that meeting when she was rubbing her hands together like a giant rat, that he was baiting them to come out and say what they really wanted. And now the Republicans have gained on average 15 points. This is unbelievable that they came out. But listen, they're stealing elections everywhere. They're throwing more money than ever at these special elections. And we are in the fight of our lives. So I don't want to be too confident here. But I was talking to Paul Watson last night and today. I agree with him. All the intel checks out. I just don't know if I like Trump intellectually and culturally and politically going along with them on the surface to sucker them in. What was the clip? It was about a month ago. It was a press conference. Or it was one of those deals around the big brown table at the White House in the West Wing. And Feinstein sitting next to him. Yeah, there it is. There she is rubbing her hands together. Back that up. I'm going to play that from about a minute ago here in a minute. Because these people just do not even get it. That's how delusional they are. But what you get with Trump is something different. Now, the budget started denting my confidence because I know it's not a budget. The omnibus, but it's 12 spending bills a year. An omnibus is combining one or two or more. And I don't like what's in there. But he was given it by Congress. He says it's horrible. He says they did it. He's going to hold up all the spending and have a government shutdown and then get the blame for that. He understands how precarious our economy is. It was the lesser of two evil choices because he's not a dictator and he doesn't need to be a dictator. But the point is he doesn't have total control. So my gut is I have confidence in Trump, but he doesn't have total control. Now, the Russia thing, I'm going to get into that a little bit more next hour. Mattis gave a press conference bragging about bombing those Russians a few months ago, calling them mercenaries, saying they're lucky we don't kill more. When they went in there and cleaned out ISIS and Al-Qaeda that Obama put in charge, shame on the White House going down this road to try to dent Mueller. Mueller's full of crap. Excuse me. It's a family show. I'm serious, though. So this is getting dangerous, folks. And China's the threat. They got a 40-ship task force threatening our ships, claiming control of the South China Sea. That's what Japan started World War II with, that type of stuff. So China is in control of our telecommunications control grid that controls all the numbers, EMS, everything. I told you about that years ago. It's finally in the news only because we have Trump in there. That's the problem. If the Russians were in control of our telecom switching keys, I'd be going crazy. Apple has given their code keys last month to Communist China. Reuters. I had top experts on. They said, yes, it's the keys to the kingdom. You know the movie Elysium? When they get the root key for the space station? He goes, he's got the keys to the kingdom. That's what it is. This is insane. Because there was a global alliance made in the 70s and 80s with the globalists between China to give them the Panama Canal, to give them everything, to give them control of the deep water ports, to give them access to our telecoms, everything. And you know, one of the crew was making a great point, Harrison. And I saw this in the news at the time. I didn't think to make a point. Our rockets come back down and land, the boosters. You know, envisioned by Jules Verne 130 years ago, now it's real. They launch their rockets, can't even do it from the ocean. They don't even launch it out towards the ocean with a trajectory, so people are safe. They just shoot them straight up, and then the big boosters fall on people's houses, killing people. And the government just goes, they're just people. That's communist for you. Children eating dead dogs in the streets in Venezuela. China with lakes that catch on fire, rivers that catch on fire, rocket boosters that just fall on their cities. Can you imagine if NASA shot rockets up at a trajectory where it'd fall on top, say, Chicago or L.A.? That's the difference. The West values life. And I'm sick of China being defended. It is the most bloodthirsty, murderous, out-of-control group. China. You walk one block out of a rich area, and there are dead bodies on the side of the street. There are no dogs or birds hopping around because everybody eats them. And all over the media, China's the answer. China's great. China's this. China, 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 China. Our rockets come back down and land vertically like something out of science fiction. Theirs just rain down on their people. They could go out to an island and do it. They could go and aim it at a trajectory. But see, it gets better boost if it goes straight up. That's why we have it at Cape Canaveral. That's why we launch our rockets over the ocean. And then we clear the ocean out so in case it does fall, it doesn't kill anybody. And now we have rocket boosters that come back down and land on the ships. And see how innovation makes everything we do better? That's not how the Chi-Com operates. Let's have a heavy booster that the U.S. government gave them under Bill Clinton take off with ICBM technology and then just have big old giant booster pieces come crashing down, killing people. Bernie Sanders, I want a vacation in China, and I had my honeymoon in Russia in 1970-whatever. These are demons! Big, selfish, pig creatures! Oh, my God, help me from these people! Anyways, don't criticize David Hogg, or we'll have you banned. And then, I'm not exaggerating, I couldn't even read them all. It was over 100 articles last night saying, ban me. When is YouTube going to ban Jones? He said David Hogg isn't a student there, and nobody died, and that David Hogg's Hitler. Didn't say any of that. But you guys calling for trying to ban us, that is Hitler, you degenerate, tortious interfering scum. Shame on you and anybody that reads crap like that. When you're reading Daily Mail and Think Progress and all this other crap, where they're like, YouTube's warnings didn't deter Alex Jones from attacking Parkland survivors. When is he going to be banned? He's a horrible people and him taken down right now. He's a bad person, blah, 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 blah. And then Think Progress has the nerve to say, Think Progress is being targeted by ad networks for producing controversial political content. And then they go on to say, please help us because we're having our advertising cut, when they're the ones running around trying to cut conservative and nationalistic and Christian speech. These are classic flaming authoritarians whose chief is a bizarre 89-year-old Dr. Evil Nazi collaborator. And then they get Anderson Cooper and Cenk Uygur and all these guys to go on the news and say Jones is a liar. George Soros is a Holocaust survivor. Now they're saying he fought the Nazis. I joked and said that. Now he fought the Nazis. No, he went on 60 Minutes and admitted he helped round up thousands of Jews and steal their money for the Nazis and kill them. But don't worry. Cuomo came out today. And he said, nobody's trying to take your guns. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Well, let me tell you something. We're going to win. We're going to come back, open the phones up, get to some guests. Ton of news I haven't gotten to yet. There's so much to get to. Oh, the Facebook stuff, all is coming out. It's amazing. The Islamic takeover, I'm going to break that down. But we're on the march. The empire knows it. I haven't plugged it this hour. And it's going to sell out at this rate because we've never combined it with free shipping on top of it. 50% off our number one best-selling product, Brain Force. Now 20% more in each bottle, Brain Force Plus. An amazing nootropic. It kicks in 30 minutes. Very healthy, powerful, amazing. I'll be totally exhausted at 9 at night. Got to keep working to coast to coast AM. Boom, one pill. Works a lot better than coffee. Everybody loves it. Funds the operation. And you get the real red pill. It takes about a week to kick in, so it's a 7-day challenge. Find out about the real red pill. Together, the synergy is incredible. Together, they're both 50% off. Buy them individually, but when you buy them together, it's 50% off and free shipping. So, do you accept the challenge, Brain Force Plus, and the real red pill, Mind and Body Challenge? InfoWarsStore.com is the main site. InfoWarsLive.com takes you right to the supplements, books, T-shirts, water filtration, air filtration, amazing silver products. It's all there. And when you fund us, you absolutely let Soros and CNN and all the anti-free speech authoritarian lying scum know they'll never break America's will. They'll never break humanity. And they'll never eradicate Christianity. And we're just now waking up, and you're in the dustbin of history, and we hate your stinking criminal, slimy, filthy guts, maggots.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support.